Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Shoftim, we have 18 psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about the mitzvah to appoint Shoftim V'Shotrim, judges, officers in Bnei Yisrael. These judges must judge fairly, honestly. We're also commanded in this Aliyah to follow the rulings of the Sanhedrin, Torah Shebaal Peh, etc. Now, this mitzvah to appoint judges is something that we mention three times a day, every single day. Hashiva shofteinu kvarishonan. When that happens, we will have no more yagon vanacha, no more sorrow, no more sighing. We long for the day where we will witness, as we read about in the first parak of Sefer Yeshayahu, Hashem's restoration of just and unprejudiced judges. We daven for the day where Mashiach will arrive, who, as described in Yirmiyahu Lamed Gimel and elsewhere, that this Mashiach will bring Mishpat Utzdakah to Klal Yisrael and to the world. So it's with great interest that we read the Psukim in our Aliyah that discuss the appointment of these judges and the fairness and justice with which they will rule the land. It's a beautiful world that will be in Emet Hashem when our judicial system will have judges who judge rich and poor equally, who don't show favoritism to people in power, to people who they know, to people to whom they owe favors. These judges will not take bribes, etc., etc. This is the world of justice that we daven for. This world of justice will be defined by what the Torah says in our Aliyah, Perek Tetzayin, Pasuk Chaf, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof, that we should all, rigorously pursue justice. But we have to ask the question, why does the Torah use the double language, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof? Just say, Tzedek, Tirdof. Many Mefarshim ask this question, and they all give beautiful answers. The Ibn Ezra, for example, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, gives two answers. First of all, he says that the double language tells us that the need to pursue justice is not only incumbent upon the judges, it's also necessary for the litigants themselves to pursue justice. Whatever the outcome of the court case, they must accept it lovingly and peacefully, pursue justice, and also accept justice. That's the first answer of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra's second answer is that the double language of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof teaches us that we must pursue justice, says the Ibn Ezra, Pam Achar Pam Kol Yemei Heyotcha. It is a constant, unceasing, unbending pursuit of justice throughout one's whole life. That is the Ibn Ezra. Rabbeinu Bachya also gives an answer. Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who died in 1340, he says that the double language of Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof teaches us that we must pursue justice b'ma'asav u'bidvarav. In other words, it's not just for the judges and the litigants in the courtroom, in the halls of justice, so to speak, but in everything that you and I do. I'm not a judge, but I still have an obligation of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. I still have an obligation in the things that I do, in the things that I say. I must always be seeking justice. Justice for myself, but more importantly, justice for others in the things that, again, in the things that I say and in the things that I do. That's the Ibn Ezra. That's Rabbeinu Bachya. And finally, for this brief FMT, I'd like to share a beautiful answer given by Rab Simcha Bunim of Pshischa. He died in 1827. He was a Talmud of the Magid of Koznitz and the Chozer of Lublin. He was the Rebbe of the Kutzker Rebbe, the Gerer Rebbe, the Ishbitzer, and many, many others. Now, Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa didn't write any Sfarim of his own, but many of his ideas were written down in a Sefer called Kol Simcha, published many years after his death. I have to say that the following idea I was not able to find in the Kol Simcha, but I did see it in a sefer called Iturei Torah, and I saw it elsewhere quoting Reb Simcha Bunim Pshischa in his name. In any case, Reb Simcha Bunim is quoted as saying that the double language of Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof teaches us the following. Sometimes people have very noble intentions, but they use questionable means, even false means, to prove their point or to support their goals. And says Rav Simcha Bunim, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdov. You must pursue justice, that's Tzedek, but even your pursuit of justice has to be done in a just way, in a truthful manner. Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdov. The ends do not justify the means. And no amount of justice is worth lying for or misquoting the Torah, God forbid. And therefore, in sum, whatever the meaning of Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof is, Ibn Ezra, or Rabbeinu Bachya, or Rav Simcha Bunim, but Emir Tzashem, may we all be zoche to see and to witness the restoration of judges and truth and justice, God willing, soon. Have a great day and Shavua Tov, everyone.